Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, hi there, hi there. Here's your beloved Dr. Cupertino, Marcia Cupertino, Marcia Ann Mims Cupertino, in honor of my father, my late father, Bishop James Howard Mims. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Hour of Power, the Hour for Power, Dr. Cupertino Show. I know you guys know all about it, but our routine is a such. We bow our heads in prayer. Now, if you don't want to bow your head, don't bow it. But we're going to start this show with prayer. Yes, it's an hour for power show, but you're going to need a half an hour to get yourself together after you hear what thus says the Lord. Now, let us pray. Thank you, God in heaven. We come to you once again, not knowing what tomorrow may bring, what could we care? You've already said you hold tomorrow. And because we love you, trust you, need you, can't get along without you, God, we're putting it all into your hands. We've done all we could this week that we thought we were big enough to do. And guess what? Here we are now at the throne of mercy, at the throne of grace. You made us, you created us, and therefore we have our being because you live. God in heaven, whom Psalms 83:18 says that thou, whose name art Jehovah, is the most high God over all the universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Put it in our hearts to love you and to serve you more. And because of this broadcast, we give you glory. Thank you, God. Love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, many people are saying, oh, my goodness, God, Jesus, whoever, God, if you are there, please wake up and hear me. You know, many are walking around to and fro. They're dismayed. And they are on a self-made and self-appointed death walk outside of the will and purpose of God. Many have accepted that green mile in, but hey, God himself wants to speak. He's saying there is still time to believe in me and I in you. He said, return to me and I will return to you. What parent is not looking for the worst son or daughter to walk back through the door and into their arms, broken down and in tears? Well, guess what? The Father God is no different. So no matter what you've done, God will send the light. He will send the light to bring you back into his loving arms. Stop listening to lies that people are going around saying, talking about God is dead and he has no say-so in your life. To none other than Satan, who is awaiting execution by God. The black cloth is over his head. There is no way out, simply no way out for Satan. Today we're going to hear 10 ways to know that God will listen to our cries and will deliver us on the spot, and who has already delivered, hands down. Have you accepted your deliverance? God has never stopped listening to you or watching your every move. Now you can hear, or you can give God a chance. Yes, a real chance, a big chance, not to let you know who he is and what he is about. Well, now, let's get started. Many have been in church, the synagogue, the masjid, all of these places and more of worship. But they're out now walking about saying, hey, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. I've worshipped you all my life. My parents have worshipped you. I've done good deeds. I helped my neighbor. Everything anyone wanted, I was there to see that they had it. I reached out, and I did not take back. My life. Oh, my God, my life. Oh, it's just, it has me in misery. Every day there's a new problem. Every day there's a new challenge. Every day. I just feel like I'm just not going to make it to nightfall. I don't think I'm going to make it in the morning. I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen to me. Everything seems against me. God, I think you've got no answer. I begged on my bended knees, no help. I begged you to deliver, no deliverer. know nothing, 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 nothing. But now here I am. God, you got to talk to me. Tell me something. I've came back. I've come back. Now, what do I do? So I'm waiting right now to hear from you. I'm waiting to see some godly manifestation of you in my life. My family is looking to you. My children are looking to you, my parents. What is going on? Everyone seems to be having fun with me. Everyone seems to be driving good cars, looking good, smelling good, dressing good, eating good, looking good. But look at me. Every time I seem to bow down to pray, more hell break out. Please, God, I've been praying. Hear me, hear me, hear me. Well, you know what? God has already heard you. That's why you're on this show. That's why you're listening. This is why this is a portal open for you to hear from God. Hear what God has to say. You know he's not dead. You know the fools that are saying that he's dead and died, and they're on their way to death. Can't even pay Satan off. Can't pay the Grim Reaper off. Already dead. But right now, God has some work for you to do. He is sick and tired and sick of looking at you running around, doing all that partying, thinking you're bigger than the biggest, you're better than the best. Hey, that's why you're listening right now, because you want to know, how do I get God's attention? How do I get him to give me something worth having? How do I get him to give me the friends worth knowing? How do I get him to give me those that are worth even talking to down here below? Yes, it's beautiful. Yes, earth is man. And God said everything in it and the fullness that belonged to him. Well, you know what? You have got to give me something. You got to give me something. I'm not playing. God, 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 if you have me walking and talking and living amongst people, my goodness, then I'm here now. Use me. But the first thing anyone has to do to get God's attention is to approach God in the way that he would approve. First of all, you've got to approach him in prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, take me back. Take me back. Hear me, God, take me back. Take me back. I've lost my way, and I need you, and I need you now. In Jesus' name, God, hear me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. You've got to go to God in prayer. That's step number one. I'm not talking about all those prayers of begging. Yes, you've been on your knees begging. Yes, you've been asking for wives and homes and whatever, husbands, whatever. But right now, you've got to pray to God so that God can come to you. You've got to let God know that you're serious about him. You've got to let God know that no matter what, no man, no woman, nothing, nothing, nothing is going to take his place. You're going to have to assure God that this time I'm coming at you right. This time I'm coming to you because, hey, I tried everything else. I've done everything, everything, everything I could think of. That worked. Almost cost me my life. Could cost you yours. But right now, number one, prayer. Ask God to take you in. Number two, you've got to say, God, it is finished. Whatever you've been doing, whatever you've been running around doing, whatever you've been thinking about doing, whatever you've done and got away with, you've got to now say, God, okay now, okay. I mean business now. I'm here now. Show me. Tell me. Lead me. Show me what your will is. You know, a lot of us put our children ahead of God. You know, I used to be a mother and all. My kids, you know, no matter what, you know, okay, yes, no matter what, yes. And it hurt them in the end. So we can't bow down to our children. We can't bow down to our grandchildren. We can't bow down to anything. We've got to say, God, okay, this is it. This is finished. No, no, no. Now, I'm here for real. So we've got to let God know we are here to worship him and love him for real. No turning back, no going back. Once God knows that you're serious, guess what? He's going to put people in your life. He's going to put one person that's in your life. He's going to make sure that if you're sincere, that he's a spirit, he can't come down here and joke around with you. He's going to put the right people in your life. People like Paul. Paul said, emulate me. Paul said, Jesus said, follow me. He's going to put people in your life that you can follow. Cut off the nonsense. If you've been going to God praying, then you know there's some kind of prayer power there. Now is your opportunity. Go to God and be real. Number three, ask God what you should be doing. You know, it's nothing more worse than a life less lived. Just running to and fro. Don't know what your purpose is. Don't know what you should be doing. Ask God that. Talk to God about that. Let God hear you beg for that information. What would God have you to do? What do I do? What do I do? What was I born for? What am I living for? What am I here for? Oh, hell, hallelujah. What's going on? What do I do? My friends are going here and doing that. Do show me. Talk to God about that. Stop begging God for this, this, and that. Ask God about that. Number four, you're going to ask God to clean you up. Clean you up. You can't go before the president of the White House in America, filthy, dirty, sandals on, unkempt. Tell God to clean you up. Tell him, God, you know what? I'm serious this time. Say, Father, clean me up. I don't have any business in your face. I shouldn't even be talking to you. I'm an unclean thing. The great prophet says, yes, right now you have an opportunity. Say, God, clean me up. Number five, you've got to go to those that you've wronged and ask for repentance. No wonder you haven't heard me, because I've been going around hating this one, hating that one, not knowing why I should be loving this one. We need to go to God. We need to go to God and say, no more. Show me the way out of this hell. I made it, but you created me. Show me the way out of this hell. Then, also, you want to, and here's the next point, you want to make sure that God knows that you honor the Son. Jesus said, no man can come to the Father except through me. So you've got to acknowledge the name of Jesus Christ. You've got to acknowledge that Jesus, as the Son of God, he is from above through 42 generations as the deliverer. Isn't that something? As the master deliverer, okay? In French, it's a deliverer. He came down as a deliverer to see the deliverer, to see that you and you alone could be brought back into the family of God. Acknowledge the Son, and the Father will acknowledge you. Next point, you've got to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you're helpless without God. You've got to let him know this. He said in Jeremiah 10:23, and this is my favorite scripture, it does not belong to man who is walking upright on 2 feet to act as his own deliverer, to direct his own steps. So we've got to let God know, yes, you might be a big shot on earth, but guess what? You've got to lay down. You've got to get sleep. You've got to eat. You've got to put on raiment. Listen, listen, listen. You've got to let God know that he's in full charge. He's in control. You know, most of us probably listening on this are control freaks. If I can't control it, I don't want it. If I can't control it, I'm going to be a part of it. If I can't control it, I'm not going to sit with it. If I can't control it, I'm not going to have nothing to do with it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got to let God know, I surrender. You don't have to put on white clothes for that. You know, it's the color of surrendering. But you've got to say, God, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of me. You know what? I'm sick of everything. I surrender. Surrender to God. No wonder you feel that he's not listening to you. You coming up there with your own agenda. You bound down praying because you're hungry. Maybe you're getting ready to be put out. Maybe your car's getting ready, taken away. Who knows? But you've got to come to God and let him know you surrender. Tell him you're not in charge. Tell him you don't want to be in control. Plus, if you really were in control, you wouldn't have to say it. Your voice would say it. Your friends would say it. The world would know it. Because that is what God wants. God has a desire. He said, listen, before I turn the lights out on this planet Earth, I want you to go ye therefore, teaching, preaching, and baptizing. And now God done told you that. And he done said you're going to do it. He's going to make a way for you to do it. You can run here and hide. He's, oh, no, I don't want that. No, 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 I ain't got time for that. No, you know, I'm not cut out for that. God will put it on you and put it in you. You're going to do it over all the earth, saying something about him, not playing around, not playing around. What you got to lose anyway? Not playing around. He wants you to be a part of a movement, a cry out for righteousness, a cry out because, you know, the family all over the world has disintegrated. He needs help. He needs you to team up with those that have been called for a purpose such as that. What else can you do? He said, if you forsake all for me, if you forsake mother, father, sister, brother, if you forsake your children because they're living wrong, doing wrong, acting wrong, if he said, if you turn your back, tears all in your eyes, choked up, can't even talk. He said, if you turn your back on that sin now, tell him. Well, let him know now, I'm not going to be a part of God if I don't see you again this side of hell's oasis. I mean what I'm saying. They'll hear your voice and know you mean business. Now, if you can do that, the Father promises, I'm going to give you homes and daughters and more sons and more everything. No wonder he has not heard you. No wonder you're still walking in craziness, blaming God, blasphemer, blaming God because you say he is not listening. No wonder. No wonder. My God, no wonder. I would be saying the same thing, too, because you know what? He might see you. He might hear you. But Isaiah said he's not going to listen. You know why? He said, because your hands are filled with bloodshed. Wait a minute. I ain't killed nobody. Bloodshed? I ain't spilled nobody's blood. He said, if you don't warn the wicked to your blood. Oh, yeah, you are a bloodshedder. If you're not telling the wicked, now I'm going to tell you for the last time, you better stop that. Okay? If you're not warning the wicked, I done told you now. I can't walk with you. Don't come around me. My God don't like it. As a matter of fact, I don't like that either. Hey, let me tell you something. You let God hear you defend him like that. I tell you what, the son, the daughter, the mother, the father, you thought you had lost. You all know that you can look at their deeds and tell you already had lost them. You might be talking. You talking to dead men when you don't warn them. You looking in the eyes of those you know God said he's going to kill. He's going to wreck them. He's bringing that earthquake. He's going to wreck them. Let me tell you something. Oh, you know, my daughter, I haven't seen her. My daughter this, my son this, my son. You know what? I ask one question. Have you told them about Jesus? Now, of course, they're going to get mad. Have you told them? Have you told them about Jesus? Well, yeah, but have you told them about Jesus? Now, you know there's no other name given under earth by which man may be saved. So if you're talking to the living dead, your own flesh, my God. Oh, you know what? Listen to you. I doubt seriously. He might be sitting up there looking. He might be saying, you know what? I think she's serious. So I'm going to send some clown. I'm going to send some crazo that's going to say that, what I know needs to be said. I say I am a witness. Grandchildren, their children are chasing grandma in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You're talking about God not hearing you? Let him hear something like that and see what happens. And most of all, he says, you must be holy as I'm holy. How are you going to God, a filthy rat? How do you think he's going to listen to you, a wanted man? May not be by the fans of state, but you're a wanted man. But he didn't put it in your heart to follow Christ Jesus, and you're not doing it. You're a wanted man. Your face is on the poster. You're a wanted man. Bam, 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 bam. The reward amount is on that poster. You're a wanted man. God has put out a reward, a body on your head. You're a wanted man. You talking about God might not be there? You telling God to wake up? You asking God to show up and show out? He ain't going to do it. He's not going to do it. You got to go right. You got to return from right. You got to follow these steps. You got to let him know you are serious. You got to let him know you mean business. Might not have meant business yesterday, but you got to know, okay. Ain't got nothing, no way. Everything you got is borrowed. Thing you set your heart on. Satan ain't even thinking about you. What choice do you have? God is looking for you to come back. He created you. Here you are. out of everyone and everything laying down on top of one another. When that sperm came out, racing toward millions, bam, it got one, you. It got one, that's you. You must know you're here to do the will and work of God still day. Oh, it is still day. You know, there's a song that says, Jesus is not on the main line. Day, Jesus is on that main line. Telling what you want. Jesus is on. He's on the line. Jesus is on that main line. Jesus is on. That main line. Tell him what you want. You said, call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, you know, I wish I was sitting here. I'd really come out with that song. Jesus. Oh, no. He's on the main line. You got to tell him what you want. You don't need no piano behind you. You don't need nothing behind but the melody of God in your heart. He's on that main line. Don't think he's dead. You end up on a hospital bed. You'll find out if he's dead or alive then. You sit up in a dentist chair, and you all hooked up, putting all that juice in you to put you to sleep. You'll find out then when you wake up, he's dead or alive. Wake up in a room you ain't never been in. Hallelujah. To recuperate. Oh, my God. Hey. You're going to find out then if he's dead or alive. Oh, yeah, you're going to find out. You're going to wish you could find out. They put them handcuffs on you, leading you down that hallway to the cell. You're going to find out then. Why wait until then? Why wait until then? You're outside. Why wait until disaster strikes while it is still day? I'm going to give you a little prayer also. In closing, that you can use. You want to come back to God, you don't know how. You want to get back in his good graces, but you can't seem to figure out how. You got children all out there. They're walking dead. You better believe what I'm saying. So whatever you do, you are dealing with the walking dead. If they ask that the will of God, don't you want them back? Don't you want them back? My father told me in the name of Jesus, he said, stop feeding the dead. My mother sent out of that thousands that I was spending a month just on them and food and clothing rent. My father said, stop feeding the dead. Every time they call, I'm running trying to give them money. Every time I heard from them, he told me, James Howard Mims, he sat there and he just watched me one day. He said, Lou, stop feeding the dead. You know who the dead is? People that you're not bringing to Christ. People that you're sitting with ain't trying to do nothing for God. Your grandchildren running crazy. I know mine is. Children. Oh, my God. I heard something from my granddaughter about my daughter yesterday. Brought chills over me. You're talking to the living dead. Talking to the walking dead. Forget the TV show. You're talking to the walking dead. Here's a prayer that you need to hear. And it goes like this. In the name of Jesus, I've been dead, God. Laughing, skinning, grinning. Thinking I'm all done. Well, I've been dead. You know how I know I've been dead? Because your son, Christ Jesus, said, let the dead bury the dead. So if you've been walking around trying to convince the dead to do right, convince the dead to stop this, stop that, convince the dead to lay down, convince the dead to get up, convince the dead to not do that, convince the dead to go call them, ay, 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 ay. You must be dead yourself. But God, because you have heard my cry, bring me back. That's me. Out of the darkness and put me into the marvelous light. I already know who the dead is now. I don't have to play around. I don't have to try and convince Jogo, Jago, no. Hey, I already know who they are. I'm getting ready to go to work. I can't be successful. You done brought me out now. I see the light. Help me, God. Help me, God. Help me in Jesus' name. Now, that's a little prayer. You don't want to be a manslayer. You do not want to be someone that that God will judge. He said, now, if you're walking around thinking you're on that more, let me tell you something. I done told you to warn him. Now, guess what? You don't do that? You talking about he's dead? I tell you what, use this test to find out if God is dead. You walking around? You trying to deal with yourself and others? You're dead already. There's nothing to bless. God ain't going to bless the dead. Hallelujah! Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. If you're dead already, why are you trying to get in God's face? Tune in next week to the Dr. Cappuccino Show, Hour of Power. You're going to hear some more things you can do to come up out of this self-made hell. He wants warriors. He needs people to get out, show, and tell the world that he lives. If you're dead, you can't do that. Tino Show, the living dead lives again. Write that down now. The living dead lives again. The living dead lives again. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you. See you next week, same time. Amen and amen. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.